This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how Jesus confirms he's been given the exclusive authority and power from God the Father Almighty to build the Holy Catholic Church. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of gratitude so he can be grateful and accept Christ's saving sacrifice on the cross. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of religion so he can more fully live a disciplined religious life and so he can always rely on the protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. At EveryCatholicMan.com, you'll also find a daily devotion just like this one for every day of the liturgical year. You'll also find an extensive library of resources to help you grow in holiness and happiness. Here's today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV, Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This charge I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing as he describes himself as the Good Shepherd. After performing miracles, teaching, and confronting the Pharisees a number of times at the Festival of the Tabernacles in Jerusalem, Jesus condemns the teachings of the Pharisees and asserts his divinity in the Good Shepherd discourse. That runs from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. Jesus draws upon the imagery of the shepherd, the sheep, the sheepfold, the gate, and the thieves and strangers, imagery that was well known amongst the Jews because sheep were raised for food, clothing, and religious rituals, and were referenced repeatedly in Scripture. See, for example, Ezekiel chapter 34. Nevertheless, the Pharisees do not grasp what Jesus is saying. Jesus' response to the Pharisees is astonishing. He boldly asserts his divinity, saying, I am. He says this as he describes the gate in the Good Shepherd. Those words, I am, are the exact words God used to reveal his identity to Moses in the burning bush. See the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14. Jesus reaffirms the reality of heaven, describing it as a sheepfold and eternal life. Jesus confirms he is the Son of God the Father. Jesus reveals that salvation only comes through him. They enter through me, he says. Jesus confirms he will lay down his life to save men, a prophecy of his coming passion, and that he has the power to raise himself from the dead. Jesus confirms he will build his church, which he describes as one flock and one sheepfold, that includes Jews and non-Jews, that is, the Gentiles. Though thinly veiled, Jesus also clearly rebukes and condemns the evil among the Jewish leadership. They are thieves and robbers, strangers and hirelings who do not care for the sheep. and are cowards when confronted by the wolf. This is a reference to Satan, the evil one. Not fully comprehending Jesus' revelations about himself and his condemnation of the evil amongst the Jewish leadership, some accused Jesus of being possessed by a demon. Some called Jesus insane, while others are moved by his miracles and attempt to believe. These references are included in verses 19 through 22, which are omitted from the liturgy. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be strengthened by Jesus, Son of the Almighty Father, who with diligence, a part of justice, fulfills his duty as a protector to courageously confront evil and to heroically lay down his life for the salvation of his men. Jesus, the perfection of sacrifice, is the model of the heroic call for all Catholic men to be fathers who sacrifice and protect their families. Well, let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Gratefully accept Christ's saving sacrifice on the cross. Realize, Jesus dies not only for the salvation of mankind, but for the salvation of each and every man who believes in him and repents from sin. Every Catholic man is known and loved by the Son of God and can freely choose to turn away from sin and to be drawn into a deeper personal relationship with Jesus. Believe. Reflect upon the truth that Jesus sacrifices himself not only for all men, but for you personally. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 606 through 623. Pray. God, Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of gratitude, a part of justice, so I joyfully and thankfully accept the sacrifice of your Son, so I repent from my sins, and so I am cleansed of my sins in the sacrament of penance and grow in holiness. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be protected by Christ by living a disciplined religious life. Realize, sheep who wander away from the sheepfold get slaughtered by wolves. So too, men who wander away from Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church and the disciplines of the faith are much more vulnerable to be tempted into sin and slaughtered by Satan, leading them to eternal death. Believe. Reflect upon the mysteries of the sheepfold of the Church. See the Catechism, paragraphs 754 and 770 through 780. Pray. Jesus, Divine Shepherd, help me build the virtue of religion, a part of justice, so I live a disciplined religious life in your Holy Catholic Church through prayer, the reading of Scripture, and the reception of the sacraments, and through performing many works of mercy, so I can be protected by you from sin and the deadly and relentless attacks of Satan and his demons. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of gratitude so you can realize and be grateful that Christ died personally to save you from your sins on the cross. And second, build the virtue of religion so you can be more disciplined in your religious life and be constantly protected by Jesus from the attacks of Satan and his demons. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to help draw others to Jesus Christ and his Holy Catholic Church. If you're ready to go further in your pursuit of growing in holiness and happiness, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library of tools and resources to help you become a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man. And stay close to Jesus Christ.